KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in False Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset, starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkunap to Castle Cape, today northwest winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet with fog. And Friday, southeast winds 20 knots, seas 5 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, small craft advisory Friday. Today, variable winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet with fog. Tonight, southeast winds 20 knots, seas 3 feet. And Friday, northeast winds 30 knots, seas 7 feet with rain. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, gale warning tonight and Friday. Today, southeast winds 25 knots, seas 8 feet. Tonight, southeast winds 35 knots, seas 13 feet with rain. And Friday, east winds 40 knots, seas 18 feet with rain. Port Hyden and Nelson Lagoon, small craft advisory Friday. Today, variable winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. Tonight, southeast winds 20 knots, seas 2 feet. And Friday, southeast winds 30 knots, seas 3 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, gale warning Friday. Today, southeast winds 25 knots, seas 3 feet. Tonight, southeast winds 30 knots, seas 6 feet. And Friday, southeast winds 35 knots, seas 6 feet with rain. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, mostly sunny with isolated snow showers in the morning, then partly cloudy with isolated rain and snow showers in the afternoon. Patchy freezing fog in the morning, patchy fog in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 30s to upper 40s, southeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered rain showers and snow showers. Patchy fog, lows in the mid-20s to upper 30s, southeast winds 15 to 30 miles per hour. And Friday, patchy morning fog, partly sunny, then scattered rain and snow showers in the morning, then rain and snow in the afternoon. Snow accumulation can be up to an inch. Highs in the lower 30s to lower 40s. Southeast winds 20 to 35 miles per hour with gusts to 55. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a low tide at 1:01 a.m. at 3 feet 6 inches. A high at 7:56 a.m. at 7 feet 8 inches. A low at 3:55 p.m. at 5 inches. And a high tonight at 11:01 at 4 feet 9 inches. Your sun rose at 9:25 this morning, and your sun will set at 6:27, giving us 9 hours and 3 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I'm Amy Mack. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
I'll start out with a little bit of Tom Sawyer. That's by Rush. And then Carlos Santana with Waiting. I don't recall that one. Anyway, after that, Styx with Sweet Madam Blue.
gets high on you, and the space he invades, he gets by on you.
Yeah, sorry about that. It's wrong button again. That's, what's coming up is, I still have Waiting by Santana, but I can't remember what else I plugged in there. So we'll have ZZ Top, A Sleeping Bag, and then Chuck Berry with Wee Wee Hours. Big Wave Dave here for KSTP. Thank you.
that's when I think of you. In the wee hours, that's when I think of you. You say, but yet I wonder if your love was ever true. In a wee little room, sit alone and think of you. In a wee little room, I sit alone and think of you. I wonder if you still remember all the things we used to do. One little song for a fading memory. One little song for a fading memory. Of the one I really love, the only one for me.
Sunshine.
The Cream of Sunshine of Your Love. And we got basketball. One at 6 and one at 7, the boys' games. And so I guess I'll be running the board. Austin be calling the shots. Hang on, I got a phone call coming in. There. Yeah, we have Cream coming up next to White Room and I Feel Free. After that, we have Steely Dan with 3 of them. So stay tuned.
Station. Black roof country, no gold payments, tired starlings. Silver horses ran down moonbeams in your dark eye. Dawnlight smile on you leaving my contentment. Tired starving. I'll sleep.
bum 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 bum
culture. Yes, I'm down to be a star and make them laugh. Sound just like a record on a phonograph. Those days are gone forever, over a long time ago. Oh yeah.
Hey, hey! I have never met Napoleon, but I plan to find the time. But I plan to find the time. Yes, I do.
'Cause he looks so fine up on that hill. They tell me he was lonely, he's lonely still. Those days are gone forever, over a long time ago.
The man gave me the news. He said, "You must be joking, son. Where did you get those shoes? Where did you get those shoes?"
Well, I've seen them on the TV, the movie show. They say the times are changing, but I just don't know. These things are gone forever, over a long time ago.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Hey, hey.
Exploring Science and the Sea. When beluga whales want to communicate with each other, they just use the old melon, a blubber-filled structure on their forehead. Researchers have found that the whales intentionally change the shape of the melon. That may convey different emotions or intentions, whether they want to play, mate, or just hang out. Belugas live in and around the Arctic Ocean. They have a thick layer of blubber to protect them from the cold, and they don't have a fin on their back, which allows them to easily glide below the ice. They use their melon to send out pulses of sound, which helps them locate prey and predators and keep tabs on their fellow whales. They produce such a variety of sounds that they're called the canaries of the sea. Belugas are the only whales known to change the shape of the melon. Researchers studied what the shapes might mean. They spent a year observing two males and two females in an aquarium, and they followed up with shorter looks at more than 50 whales in a second location. The scientists recorded more than 2,500 melon shapes, which fit into five major categories. Almost all of the changes in shape took place when a beluga was around another whale. Many of the changes were associated with courtship, with males about three times more likely to make a change than females. But other changes were related to other social interactions, such as playing. So when a beluga has something to say, it just uses the old melon. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas and is available as a weekly podcast at scienceandthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Oh, my.